Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be, America's being transformed into robots. Americans are being transformed into robots. Yes, the truth of the matter is, you are being transformed into a robot. into a robot. I don't know if you remember the Jetsons. It was an old cartoon. The old Jetsons with Elroy. Well, our society is not quite as advanced as the Jetsons, but I would have to say that somehow we are mastering the Jetsons lifestyle in a certain way that we are becoming more like robots every day. Yes, the truth of the matter is, humans used to create robots. Humans used to create robots, but now we are creating a society around us that is making us the robot. Yes, no longer are we creating robots, but now we are the robot. Now we are the robot. With our cell phones, our MP3s, our computers, our iPhones, our iPads, we have biometric scanners, RFID chips, we have technology that scans your license plate. We have cameras that are scanning us. Even in Tokyo today, you can look at a screen and by your biometric face, they're scanning your face, they'll say, this is what you like. So yes, we are being turned into robots. Yes, we are. And we are being desensitized. Not only by our television computers, our TVs, the mainstream videos, we are being desensitized, and every day we watch more and more television, more and more programming, more and more desensitizing, not only by our video games, but by everything around us. We are literally turning into robots, from the way we go into Walmart, the way we shop, the way we drive, the way we talk. We're really becoming into robots. We sit in front of TV 40 hours a week, and all we do and all we get is more and more programmed like robots. More and more programmed like robots. Yes, America, you are being transformed like a robot. You are becoming robots in the way that you think. You are being programmed, and I'm here to tell you that the devil is the programmer. He is programming your mind. You are being programmed like a robot. Yes, someone else is programming you to think the way you are, to act the way you are. And the devil is the programmer, and he's programming you to be used as a robot for his kingdom. Yes, and the only way to deprogram yourself is by the Word of God, by studying the Bible and returning back to Jesus Christ. But yes, the truth of the matter is, you are a robot. You are being programmed like a robot. You are being transformed into a robot. Yes, you are being transformed. Let's look at what the Bible says about transformed. You know, I don't know if you remember the movie The Transformers. Transformers was these cars that have turned into robots. Yes, you are a human, but now you are walking and talking, and you act like a robot. Yes, you are being programmed, desensitized by the devil. The devil is programming you with his ones and his zeros. Yes, he has made this perfect global program to program your mind to make you a robot. But the Bible is very clear when we look at what the Bible says in Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. But be transformed. by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. The Bible warns us, do not be transformed into the world, into these little walk and talk and robots that we are becoming. But the truth of the matter is, we have become transformed. We have become transformed. You know, the Greek says to change into another form, to be transformed, to be transfigured, to disguise as oneself. But today, we are walking and talking robots. We are being treated like robots in every facet of our life. We are so desensitized, demoralized. The devil has programmed you to be a robot. You know, the Bible says the mind must be renewed for him. This is pressed. Romans 12:2, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. See to it that there is a saving change wrought to you, and that it be carried on. Conversation and sanctification are renewing of the mind, a change not of the substance, but the qualities of the soul. It is the same with making a new heart and a new spirit, new dispositions and new inclinations, new sympathies and antipathies. The understanding enlightened, the conscience softened, the thoughts rectified, the will bowed to the will of God, and the affections made spiritually and heavenly, so that a man is not what he was. Old things are passed away, all things are becoming new. He acts for new principles by new rules with new designs. The mind is an acting, ruling part of us, so that the renewing of the mind is the renewing of the whole man, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of the life. You know, when the mind is programmed, the heart is programmed. And the Bible says, out of the heart are the issues of life. The progress of sanctification, dying to sin more and more, and living to righteousness more and more, is the carrying on of this renewing work, till it be perfect in glory. This is called the transforming of us. It is like putting on a new shape and a new figure. The truth of the matter is, we need to be transformed into the image of God. We need to be transformed to be more like Christ. Come on, somebody, but I'm here to tell you, America, you are being transformed into a robot. You are being transformed into a robot. We need a new metamorphosis. I don't know if you remember the Incredible Hulk, but he was transformed into the Hulk. This transfiguration of Christ is expressed by the words of Matthew 17:2, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Jesus was transformed before the men. Come on, somebody. He had went through a transfiguration where he put on a heavenly glory, and he made his face to shine like the sun. And these same words is also used in 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass of glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as my Spirit of the Lord, where we are said to be changed in the same image from glory to glory. I don't know about you, but when you follow Jesus Christ, you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible says you're going to be going from glory to glory. And God showed his people in the transfiguration of putting on a new body, a glorious body. But I'm here to tell you today that America is being transformed into robots. Yes, you are being transformed. Every time you get on that television, you are transformed. Every time you get on your cell phone, you're being transformed. Every time you get on that computer, you're being transformed. God said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This transformation is here pressed as a duty. Not that we can work such a change ourselves. We could as soon make a new world as make a new heart by any power of our own. It is God's work. Ezekiel 11:19, Ezekiel 36:26-27 says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them, and I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. The devil is the programmer. He is programming a heart of stone inside you. The devil is making these programs, these applications, to turn you into a robot. But I'm here to tell you today that God is also a programmer, and He wants to program an undivided heart. He wants to program a new spirit, and He also wants to give you a heart. Yes. But be you transformed, that is, use the means that God hath appointed and ordained for it. It is God that has turned us, and then we are turned, but we must frame our doings to turn. Yes, Hosea 5:4 says like this, we must put ourselves in a position to be transformed. Come on, somebody, a lot of you today are putting yourself in the position to be transformed by the devil. Every time you get on and watch television, you're being transformed. You're being programmed. Yes, you are a robot. Yes, hi, Susie. Hi, Johnny. How are you today? I'm fine. You're just a robot. That's all you are. Oh, how are you? Fine, thank you. You don't let nobody get close to you because your robot in you thinks that everyone is evil. Come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you. Lay your soul under the changing transformation influence of the Blessed Spirit. Seek unto God for grace in the use of all means of grace. Though the new man be created of God, yet we must put it on. Ephesians 4:24 says, and to put on a new self, created by the light God in true righteousness and holiness, and be pressing forward towards perfection. Yes, we have become robots, America. You are a walking robot. I don't know about you, but this society is turning into a bunch of robots. Yes. What does the computer say? The computer says this, then you must be this. Oh my gosh, if the computer says it, that's what you are. Oh my gosh, I am a robot. How are you today? I'm fine because I'm a robot. You are becoming a robot. You are no different than cattle. Every time you go, every time, come on somebody. God never created you to be a robot. But I'm here to tell you, America is turning into a bunch of robots. You are becoming a robot. But the Bible is very clear in this verse that we do not be conformed to this world. No, we should never be conformed to this world, but we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. What is this great enemy to the renewing which we must avoid? And that is the conformity of the world. The truth of the matter is today, America, you have been too worldly. The truth of the matter is today, church, you have become too worldly. You have been conformed to this world. But the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world. All the disciples and the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ must be nonconformists to the world. You must be a nonconformist. And do not fashion yourself according to the world. Yes, this is the gospel, to be a nonconformist. Do not be a robot. Do not be a robot. Don't let people program you. To learn to think for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. Come on, somebody. We must not conform to the things of the world. They are mutable. And the fashion of them is passing away. Do not conform either to the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eye. We must not conform to the men of the world which lies in wickedness, not walk according to the course of this world. Ephesians 2:2 says, wherein time past ye walk according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Yes, the spirit of globalism is robotic by eugenists, by biometrics, by technology that is being designed to turn you into a robot. But we must not follow the multitudes that do evil. Exodus 23:2. If sinners entice us, we must not consent to them, but in our place witness against them. Nay, even in things indifferent and which are not in themselves sinful, we must so far not conform to the customs of way of the world as not to act by the world dictates as our chief rule, nor to aim at the world's favor as our highest end. True Christianity consists much in a sober singularity, yet we must take heed of the extreme of affected rudeness and morosness in some run into. In civil things, the light of nature and the custom of nations are intended for our guidance, and the rule of the gospel in those cases is the rule of direction, not of a rule. Contrariety. Yes, America, you are a robot. You have turned into a robot. You have turned so much into a robot. You are programmed by your little system that you fall into. No matter what your position is, no matter where you at, your little system of mind control, your little system is playing a part of you. You are a robot. You wake up every morning, go to work, go home. You do this every day. 365 days a year. Hi, Joe. Hi, Bob. You are no different than a walking computer. Your mind is turned into a computer. You have become a robot to society. Yes, you have become a robot and a slave to this society that we live in. You no longer can think independently on your own. You no longer can think by yourself because you have been programmed by the mainstream media. You have been programmed by institutions. They have told you what to think. They have told you how to be. They have told you who to talk to. They have told you all this and that, but they have not told you about the love of Jesus. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the way, and Jesus is the truth, and you need to be deprogrammed, America. It is time to be deprogrammed in the love of Jesus. Jesus is already writing His own programs. He is writing His own programs. And His programs is to give you a soft heart, to give you an understanding, and to have you love again. Philippians 3:21, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious bodies. You know, when someone passes on, they lose their old body, but they're being transformed into the glorious body. Do not be transformed by this world. Do not become robots. Don't you know that God wants to transform you to be like His Son Jesus? God wants to transform you not to be robots, but be transformed by the glorious body of like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in mirror and glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Yes, we are being transformed. We are being programmed. Yes, we are being programmed. Who is your programmer today, you little robot? You are a little robot. Yes, Mr. Roboto, that's you, Mr. Roboto. 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as the apostle of Christ. I don't know about you today, but there's so many people disguising themselves, trying to say they're more like Christ, but they're deceivers, and they're just program robots from the devil. I don't know about you, America, today, but you are becoming robot. You are a robot. You see tyranny coming, but you won't speak up because they have programmed you. You know something's wrong, but you won't say nothing because they have programmed you. You have lost what it means to follow Jesus. You have lost what it means to be the beacon of light to the world, America. You have lost what it means to be sovereign. 2 Corinthians 11:14. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as the angel of light. I don't know about you, but our churches are become the devil. Our churches are now devil churches. They have disguised themselves in the four of light, but they're only there to program you to be more like a robot. You must be careful who you submit under, who you let program you. Mind control is very, very important for you to understand. This is why the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world. No, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Stay away from television. Study the Bible. Stay focused on your call and run the race. 2 Corinthians 11:15 says, therefore it is not surprising if his servants also disguises themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. Yes. So many people disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. But I'm here to tell you there's organizations out there. They are programming you. There's organizations out there that the devil has programmed to turn you into a robot. Come on, somebody. You are turning into a robot. Romans 7:23 says, for I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law and the mind. The Apostle Paul says, there's a war in your mind of good and evil. Are you going to be a robot program today? Or are you going to stand up and think and follow Jesus Christ? What kind of programming do you want? You have become a robot, America. You are a robot. Yes. You are a robot today. You have been transformed into a robot. I'm here to tell you, you have been transformed into a robot. You have created lines. You have created systems. You know, as a child, there was always one geometric shape, if you will, that I strongly disliked. And that geometric shape was straight lines. Straight lines were always so rigid, so severe, and dreadfully boring. They were fixed, cold, unfeeling little masks that, as I saw it, had no character. I far preferred to take my crayon and haphazardly smear blue-violet swirly circles all over the page, resulting in a playful demonstration of my uninhibited childlike innocence. There were no rules in drawing. Anything went, and the paper was mine to explore. But now, as adults, my disdain for lines has grown to be even more so. The color of the lines we draw as adults aren't in crayons collections. These lines are invisible, yet are very, very real. Adults draw imaginary lines between one another. Yes, you have drawn your imaginary lines. You are a robot. They still represent all that is rigid, severe, boring, cold, and unfeeling, but now in a way that has far greater ramifications than whether or not my paper looks pretty. And our lives, what was once a blank slate, becomes defined by the lines that we draw. So many of you have become robots. You have become robots. You have drawn your line, and you are a robot. You need Jesus. You need Jesus not only to deprogram you, but to desensitize you. And I pray that you will not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Machines dehumanize.